What I tell you now I should not tell, because it is not within my authority, said Sister Carlotta. But my first allegiance is to God, not the IF. If the 22 children who died at Valescu's hand were yours, then a 23rd may be alive. It remains for genetic testing to be done.
But we will not be told, said Julian.
Not yet, said Sister Carlotta. And not soon. Perhaps not ever. But if it is within my power, then a day will come when you will meet your second son.
Is he... Do you know him?
If it is your son, she said, then yes, I know him. His life has been hard, but his heart is good, and he is such a boy as to make any father or mother proud. Please don't ask me more. I've already said too much.
Do I tell this to my wife? Asked Julian. What will be harder for her, to know or not know?
Women are not so different from men. You preferred to know?
Julian nodded. I know that you were only the bearer of news, not the cause of our loss. But your visit here will not be remembered with happiness. Yet I want you to know that I understand how kindly you have done this miserable job.
She nodded. And you have been unfailingly gracious in a difficult hour. Julian opened the door of her car. She stooped to the seat, swung her legs inside. But before he could close the door for her, she thought of one last question, a very important one. Julian, I know you were planning to have a daughter next, but if you had gone on to bring another son into the world, what would you have named him?
Our firstborn was named for my father, Nikolai, he said. But Elena wanted to name a second son for me.
Julian Delfiki, said Sister Carlotta. If this truly is your son, I think he would be proud some day to bear his father's name.
What name does he use now? Asked Julian.
Of course I cannot say.
But not Valescu, surely.
No. As far as I'm concerned, he'll never hear that name. God bless you, Julian Delfiki. I will pray for you and your wife.
Pray for our children's souls, too, sister.
I already have, and do, and will.
Major Anderson looked at the boy sitting across the table from him. Really, it's not that important a matter, Nikolai. I thought maybe I was in trouble. No, no. We just noticed that you seemed to be a particular friend of Bean. He doesn't have a lot of friends. It didn't help that Dymac painted a target on him in the shuttle, and now Ender's gone and done the same thing. I suppose Bean can take it, but smart as he is, he kind of pisses off a lot of the other kids. But not you. Oh, he pisses me off, too. And yet you became his friend. Well, I didn't mean to. I just had the bunk across from him in Launchy Barracks. You traded for that bunk. Did I? Oh. Huh. And you did that before you knew how smart Bean was. Dymac told us in the shuttle that Bean had the highest scores of any of us. Was that why you wanted to be near him? Nikolai shrugged. It was an act of kindness, said Major Anderson. Perhaps I'm just an old cynic, but when I see such an explicable act, I become curious. He really does kind of look like my baby pictures. Isn't that dumb? I saw him and I thought he looks just like cute little baby Nikolai, which is what my mother always called me in my baby pictures. I never thought of them as me. I was big Nikolai. That was cute little baby Nikolai. I used to pretend that he was my little brother and we just happened to have the same name. Big Nikolai and cute little baby Nikolai. I see that you're ashamed, but you shouldn't be. It's a natural thing for an only child to do.
I wanted a brother.
Many who have a brother wish they didn't.
But the brother I made up for myself, He and I got along fine.
Nikolai laughed at the absurdity of it. And you saw Bean and thought of him as the brother you once imagined?
At first. Now I know who he really is, and it's better. It's like, sometimes he's the little brother and I'm looking out for him, and sometimes he's the big brother and he's looking out for me.
For instance?
What?
A boy that small, how does he look out for you?
He gives me advice. Helps me with classwork. We do some practice together. He's better at almost everything than I am, only I'm bigger, and I think I like him more than he likes me.
That may be true, Nikolai, but as far as we can tell, he likes you more than he likes anybody else. He just, well, so far, he may not have the same capacity for friendship that you have. I hope that my asking you these questions won't change your feelings and actions toward Bean. We don't assign people to be friends, but I hope you'll remain Bean's.
I'm not his friend, said Nikolai.
Oh?
I told you. I'm his brother.
Nikolai grinned.
Once you get a brother, you don't give him up easy.